Blog Talk Radio.
And then you should now delete those messages.
Good evening. I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
And we're D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. So first, I guess we should apologize for our absence the last 2 weeks. We had a family issue, well, the week before last. And then last week, we had a technical issue.
Yeah,
we couldn't sign on. They changed something with the website, and for some reason, it just wasn't working. We tried and tried, and so I guess we have a lot of updating to do, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right. So.
And then the other big thing is that our guest got held up.
Yeah, she's going to be signing in shortly enough.
Yeah.
So, but just not right away. So you guys will have to put up with us for a little while.
And so we see her, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, Bobby Ann Cox, who's going to be talking about the updated information on the quarantine laws. Why are we talking about quarantine laws in the United States of America? I'm not really sure, but that's what we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she'll join us at a later time to go into even greater detail. So, yeah. So what do we have? Oh, my gosh. I'm still trying.
Well,
I'm reeling from this week. It has been a heck of a week, you know, just a heck of a week.
Yep, and hopefully the internet stays up because we've got some pretty severe thunderstorms coming through.
Yeah.
To wash away this Canadian pollution that they're using up all their carbon points.
Yeah, or something. Or they still never did tell anybody where that train derailment that lost all that. I forget now because there's been so many derailments. Lost that toxic chemical. What happened to all of it?
Right.
You know, and somebody just made a really good point. You guys know that I have several group chats, and it's really how we update everybody. We get so much at the group chats. And she said that they don't look like normal summer thunderstorms. You know, she said that the clouds aren't right, the lightning doesn't look right, and, you know, it is weird, right? But us conspiracy tinfoil hat individuals that believe that they actually modify the weather, that could have something to do with it. And let me tell you, aside from this morning, the last 2 days have been actually real clouds. Okay, there was like nothing in the sky. Please tell me what happens to those airplanes. Did they just stop everybody from traveling on those clear days when there's nothing in the sky? I don't think so.
No.
So, you know, and then this morning they were at it pretty heavy. It's absolutely going on. I'm sorry. There's no way. So, and, you know, we had those beautiful blue fluffy natural clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And then they spray and then it gets hazy and then all of a sudden it's raining. When I was a kid, we used to lay on our back and look at the clouds and see what type of animals we could find in them and,
yep,
you know, things like that. You can't do that anymore because everything is hazed over constantly.
Oh, that's the Canadians' fault.
Not even. This has been going on even before that. And, you know, of course, Bill Gates said it himself. We got to block the sun out.
Yep.
Dangerous. We got to, you know, we don't want people to grow their own food. I mean, I want to get into Telegram about this because, for real, I had to take a sip of my tea. I bought this new, and it's honey, organic raw honey, and it's infused with blueberries, real blueberries, not like natural flavor. It is really good.
Hmm.
He's looking at it like, I want to sip that.
Yeah, I do.
We'll think about that. So, anyway, let's get on to, you know, updating. So what are some of the stupid shit that New York did this past week? Let me get into our information here, and we're going to tell you, because some of it...
Oh, yeah, they did do some stuff.
Stupid stuff. I mean, aside from the tax increase that will be going into effect, right, I believe in the fall, so people got the average of 5 to 15% of a tax increase, as if we needed any more tax increase. So, oh, and thank you, by the way, finally, because Facebook absolutely loves to hide our shows, and I have people sending me private messages saying, geez, I don't see your information anymore in my feed. Why not? Well, keep getting blocked with community standards, and we're going to shut your page down. So, unfortunately, Facebook is not a great way to get a hold of us, and I think we're going to have to come up with an alternate plan. So I don't really prefer to use Twitter, but I think we're going to have to probably have Dean use his expertise website type of stuff, and we're going to have to think about getting a website to update people because they hide our shows and people are frustrated because mm-hmm. they're like, geez, I didn't see that. If I would have seen that, I would have listened in.
Mm-hmm.
So in Western New York, there was this old mall called Eastern Hills Mall. And they're converting this Eastern Hills Mall into a town center. I want you guys to listen to this. It's going to be a town center. Tell me this isn't a 15-minute city. They're going to transform it into a town center that's a walkable, livable community complete with housing, stores, restaurants, and hotels. Do you guys remember them talking about the 15-minute cities? Don't try to even tell me that that isn't one. What do you think, Dean?
Yeah, you know, in Europe, they had these little 200-square-foot apartments. And, you know, they showed them, and everybody thought they were so cool and everything. And basically, you could sit on the toilet and reach over to the refrigerator and get yourself something to eat while you're sitting there so you don't have to move. And you know, these things, they were tiny. They, you know, I think sailors in a submarine had probably more room than they did in these little things.
And they literally have a diagram of it. And I just might save this picture and post it on our page along with it, because you can see the roads go in here. They got an office, an entertainment center, a retail space, residential, and, you know, all these little, I mean, there's like a pool here. This is what they're doing in China.
Is the old
this
Sears
is exactly
store the
what they're doing. Oh, I don't know. But, I mean, and they have pictures of this. Look at everybody looks so happy. They're flying their kites. I mean, you never have to leave your fucking house.
Uh-huh.
And isn't that what they want? Because something like that totally reduces the carbon footprint, doesn't it?
Right. You don't even need an electric car to go shopping.
Ay.
And, you know, and because the places are so small, they could just have a door go into the apartment next door, and that's how you date. You just walk in.
Well, that's with AI. But 1,500 residential units, and it's going to be
wow.
Amazing. That's 1,500 residential units. So let's just say there's two people to a unit. You're talking about 3,000 people. 3,000 people that won't own property.
Right.
But they're
going
to live in here. A million.
Think about a mall, you know, like a smaller mall, older mall. How can 1,500 people live there and have the stores and have the swimming pools and have the office space? You know, they'll literally be in those 200-square-foot apartments.
That's it. And it's 1 million square foot of office and medical space, as well as multiple restaurants, stores, and hotels. Almost all of it will be accessible within a 10-minute walk.
Oh, my God. So it's not a 15-minute city. It's a 10-minute city.
A 10-minute city. But
how can you lie about
I mean,
that?
They might. Yeah, where's that extra 5 minutes? I mean, that,
yeah,
that
right.
might be to stop at the door and be sure they check your vaccine passport. I mean, I don't know. But that's scary. And I was looking at some of the comments on the website with this, and I was just aghast because people really don't understand what's going on here. They really don't. They think it's great, and you know, but so Erie County, we'll talk about New York City and what's going on. I mean, we don't even have to talk about New York City. The same stuff is going on there. Crime, bail reform, people smoking weed on the streets, and homeless.
Well, and the asylum seekers, migrants, illegals, whatever the term du jour is, I guess there's about 460 of them now that they've shipped to Erie County, the various hotels here that, you know, and they're nice places. They're not, you know, a roach motel.
Yeah.
You know, they're decent places, and I'm sure they're eating decent food from decent restaurants. I wonder if Salvatore is giving them a steak.
It is just crazy.
It
really is. I was trying to find that. And these are the kinds of things that are on local news. I mean, should your dog be allowed to sleep with you in bed? These are the main headlines on the news. Should your dog be – a new study says that's not a good idea. Maybe your dog has COVID.
No, maybe they
or
got
the
ticks and fleas.
Yeah, or whatever. I just can't. Sorry, but my cat is sleeping with me. My cat sleeps directly next to me. With his head on my face, her head on my face, and it's never going to change. I don't care what they say, but some of the stuff that just comes up in mainstream media, I can't watch it. They're worried about it for Erie County. That's their biggest argument right now. That's what the Erie County legislator is fighting about. They're not talking about all the buses of illegals that are coming in and staying at all the hotels and getting free meals. While I have friends that have 3 or 4 kids, that their husband passed away, and they can't even get food stamps because they're just over the limit.
Mm-hmm.
So I, whatever. So we're talking about Bobby and Cox. New York State mayors, they had 400-plus asylum seekers from downstate to arrive in Erie County.
Yeah, I think the number was like 465.
I'm literally looking at our insights on our thing, and nobody is seeing our posts. Like, nobody.
Huh.
So if you guys do follow our Facebook page, go on there and just hit the like button like 500 times just to get our algorithms up, because it's pretty sad when you are, be talking about the truth, because, you know.
Because we're getting fact checked.
Yeah, all over the place we're getting hit with stuff. So what you got? You got to have a bunch of stuff. I have so much stuff,
what else?
Just to update.
Here we go. My Epoch Times folder. Okay. Toxic chemicals found in 45% of U.S. water. Here's where. I'm sure that's a paid article, so I won't be able to open it and see it. And there's a lot of them about how.
I'm sure in Michigan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in
Ohio.
And the thing is about the toxic chemicals, there's all this plastic that's microplastic.
Mm-hmm.
Is the latest thing. So, you know, when you're drinking bottled water out of plastic, when you're drinking pop out of plastic, you know, you drink pop out of aluminum, aluminum's bad for you too.
Yeah.
So glass.
And think about how many people drink out of aluminum cans when we didn't know better. But, of course, they're spraying aluminum on us too. So, it's hard to know exactly where it's coming from. But, yeah, that's crazy. And, you know, the plastics from the plastic water bottles and whatnot, those are hormone disruptors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because even though people say, oh, it's BPA-free, well, put it in the dishwasher a few times, and guess what? That plastic starts to break down, and there's issues.
Or even put it in the sun. Let it sit in the sun. The sun will break it down.
Oh, yeah. They say don't even put water bottles in the sun, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, that's crazy. So,
what else we get? The vaccinated receive even more bad news.
Yeah,
CDC issues new alert for millions.
Did it eat your cells from the inside out? Because I got to tell you this story. And, of course, you guys know I never use names, and I always have a story. So listen to this. I went in. I get B-complex shots. And I went in to the person that does it, and, I barely could recognize them. I mean, he's gone from a vivacious, muscular individual over the last 2 years. And when I went in, he didn't have any hair. And I was like, what is going on? I said, are you all right? And he's like, yeah, I just have these gastrointestinal issues that they can't figure out what's wrong. And I'm on all these steroids and this and that. And I could literally see the progression of him and his stomach issues and his hair, and now he's got rashes all over him. And I can tell you the only thing that changed with that person is they had those jabs, because they still had the, healthcare worker,
mm-hmm.
Whatever. And I was just like, I asked them, I said, what do you think changed? Well, I don't know. I've been dealing with it for a couple of years. And I'm thinking, I know what changed.
Yeah, it's been between 6 and 18 months, according to, MoneyPenny or?
Dr. Tenpenny?
Tenpenny, yeah. MoneyPenny is James Bond. But, yeah, according to Dr. Tenpenny, she said, watch out, 6 to 18 months, people are going to start dropping dead. And why is it, did she say, that you don't get vaccinated and just keel over, if they really want to do population control, which they do. And that's because, then it'll be too obvious.
Well, Kamala Harris came out this week and She literally said that in an interview. Said it in an interview that we need population control. Now, whether or not that was a Freudian slip or God only knows, you know.
Well, with her, she's not like the brightest star in the sky.
No, yeah, not for sure. Sharpest, or she's kind of like a egg short of a dozen, no doubt.
Yeah, right. Not the sharpest pack in the box.
Yeah, not the brightest. But you said the light bulb already. Are there any others?
Yeah, right. So.
Not the strongest cup of coffee. Just crazy. There's my clock in the background. I got a message through our Facebook page that says, "What is that thing always in the background?" Beeping, you know, it sounds like a bird or something. I said, it is a bird. It's my bird clock. So every time it hits a different bird, it does their whatever they sing outside.
And,
yeah, and it, you know, it's kind of light sensitive, but we have a light on right now. And I love it. I was pissed the other day because I dropped it and cracked the frame, but it's still working. So
the watch took a licking, but it kept on ticking.
God,
you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Timex.
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago. That was like a 70s thing, wasn't it? 60s, maybe early
80s. Yeah, I think it was 60s. I think they used that for quite a while. They'd beat up these Timex watches, and the watch took a licking, but it kept on ticking.
Yeah.
And, to finish the story about this clock, didn't your grandmother have one just like it?
Yeah, my dad's mom. Yeah, the one in Washington, the family that was in the military that I've mentioned before. And yeah, she had one just like it. So when I saw it at BJ's, I said, I got to get that. So let's see, what else do we have here? Because there's too much to update on. So the Federal Reserve.
One of those agencies that should be done away with.
Yeah, well, you know, they instilled that in 1918 because they already knew what the plan was. They, hold on a second, I got to find it. There was so much news since then. The Federal Reserve officially launches the FedNow Instant.
Mm-hmm.
What is a FedNow Instant Payment System? It basically is digital currency.
Yeah, there you go.
For a better thing. And, you know, they're pushing this, and I know I mentioned my girlfriend, Catherine, every week. And she told me the beginning of this year that by the end of this year, we would be digital currency. Now, that's something big that they launched that because, you know, now, I mean, when you go into, like, I know some places in the country here don't have Aldi's, but it's a grocery store. And I was in there the other day because they used to have good price on organics, and they're not that great anymore. But they have all self-checkout now, except for one register. It's all self-checkout.
Hmm.
You know, no cash, just credit, debit card.
So they know exactly what you're buying and how to market to you.
Yeah, they do know.
It's worse than the phone listening.
Yeah, it's crazy. So there's just so much that has happened. I just cannot with this. But I guess a January 6th protester is suing CNN for $37 million. Damn, I wish I would have been there.
Right.
You know? I mean, what they're suing him for, I don't know, maybe false information or who knows.
So here's another headline. The end of privacy for Americans. Get out of cash now.
Yeah. Well, that kind of inclines to what we were just talking about.
Well, you see, you know, this just came to mind, talking about this cashless and stuff. It's going to put all the drug dealers, all the cartels, the mafia, totally out of business. Because without the cash, so don't be surprised. Yeah, well, don't be surprised if some of these lawmakers start dying mysteriously, hitman style.
It's possible.
Because, I said back in the 70s that marijuana would never be legal because of the mafia lobby. They would never allow it to be legal. Well, now it's becoming legal.
Yeah, and they are opening up little pot stores everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're like on every corner, and I'm just going, and you know, you got kids that ask you, hey, what is that? What is that? And then, like, don't even go in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't, people should not, you cannot drive under the influence of alcohol. You're not supposed to. Or you leave the hospital and they have you on some kind of loopy medicine because you broke your finger. You're not supposed to drive. But people are literally walking around smoking weed in their car and driving. I mean, people don't pay enough attention now to their driving, and then you're going to have people smoking weed at red lights? I don't agree with it.
Well, I mean, the big question is, do they take off their mask when they're smoking the weed?
Yeah. It was 90. It was close to 90 degrees here.
It was about 70% humidity. Yeah, it's not 113 like in Phoenix, but
yeah,
they don't have the humidity that we do.
And, you know, I was driving with my mom in the car. And of course, we were down in Liberal Town, but some idiot was on a scooter. And he was probably younger. He might have been in his 20s with his hoodie up and his mask on. And I just, my mom was like, you just can't fix stupid anymore. But you can't fix stupid.
Or maybe they were going to rob somebody. Because with the mask and the hoodie, there's no facial recognition in the cameras. So,
well, that is part of the reason. I have a friend who is head of loss prevention for one of the really largest grocery stores around, and he said that the amount of theft that was happening during COVID was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, you know, he said it still is because I guess, you know, if it's under $100, they don't really care if you take it.
And there's some places that the employees can see someone stealing and they're not allowed to say anything to anybody.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I was in Ocean City, Maryland, and this was 2 years ago, and I needed something from the Home Depot. And whenever I go to Home Depot, I always check copper prices, just, you know, shits and giggles. And because usually the price of copper will foretell you're going to have a recession, if it's going to be good, bad, whatever. And there was no copper pipe in the whole store. So I asked one of the employees, I said, you know, what's going on with the copper pipe? Why don't you have any here?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, well, you know, people were walking out with it and we couldn't say anything. So they just stopped carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, since when is it all right to steal? Now, mm-hmm. the people in Portland, the legislators out there passed a law that if it was under $1,000, it was legal to steal it.
$1,000?
Yes. So what happens is, let's say you want a pack of gum for a buck, right, for a dollar. Well, this pack of gum all of a sudden went to $1,001.
Mm.
That way it can't be stolen. You know, that way it's a felony if they steal it.
Yeah.
So what happens, you get this pack of gum, you go to the cash register, and they give you a $1,000 discount right away for just going to pay for it. So it ends up costing a dollar. So everything in the store is $1,000 plus what they really want for it. And then you go to check out, and they give you a $1,000 discount right there on the spot.
That is insane.
But that's the only way to, you know, keep people from stealing things.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It really is sad. It's, you know, the society, it's like not perfect. None of us are perfect, okay? Some people have got to get their head examined because mm-hmm. it is just insane what people are doing. Oh, God, there's so many more stories from this week. I mean, it's just.
But we need to stop for break.
We do? Oh, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right.
We're gonna be
getting Bobby Hancock shortly. So stick with us because we have more news until she signs in. Because you are not gonna want to miss what she's saying about these quarantine gibberish in New York State. D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. We'll be back in 4 minutes, guys. Hang tight.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Okay, we are back.
Back.
So let's see, what else do I have in this folder here? People will obey future lockdowns, says Nudge Unit official.
Well, they already did, for the most part. Didn't they the first time?
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that it's not going to be a viral lockdown. It's going to be a climate lockdown. Right.
Or radiation, you know, EMP. They're, you know, the North Koreans, they've been pretty bold lately.
Very. That's scary, actually.
Yeah. And for the first time in decades, there's a nuclear sub visiting South Korea, visiting. Because South Korea is just such a lovely place to visit.
I thought that it actually hit one. I thought they actually hit something.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. I must have misread that because that's what I thought.
I think they may have shot down a couple of drones. And they barely missed biplane or two. They were like buzzing them with their fighters.
It really is. And you know, I feel like not enough people really know what's going on with that. You know, because everybody is so wrapped up in, well, what is it this month? Last month it was LGBTQ, now it's Barbie movie.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. It's a Barbie movie.
But No, but what's the other movie? They call it...
That's some weird name.
They've got, but it includes Barbie.
I don't know, but there's another one starting this weekend, but I would never, if I had, well, I do, but if I had kids, especially a young, impressionable girl, there's no way I'm taking her to that movie. No way. Barbie was unrealistic when I was a kid, with that skinny little ass and those big boobs. And
you had to like the big boobs.
Just the dimensions of her. And they did that one time, that if Barbie actually had those dimensions in real life, what somebody would actually look like. But it's not realistic. It's not realistic. How was that Barbie smoothie, by the way?
That was pretty good.
I mean, we went to a smoothie place today, and they had a specialty Barbie smoothie. I think it was made with strawberries, agave, dragon fruit, vegan protein powder, vegan yogurt. I mean, healthy,
mm-hmm.
But it was Barbie. I'm like, seriously?
Luckily, nobody asked me what it was.
Oh, well, it had a sticker on it that said Barbie.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it had a sticker on it that said Barbie. I was like, oh. But you didn't notice that, so that's all right. All right, well, let's get on to the New York news a little bit. What did I do with that article about New York and raising the possibility of gas prices going up another 60 cents because they have to be stupid? I lost it. That's all right.
So, so they want to raise, I'm kind of smart, so... They want to raise the gas prices by 60 cents, probably to make people go get electric cars. Well, one of my friends, and I was kind of surprised, then I understood, went out and bought like the cheapest Tesla you could get. It still cost him like $39,000. But he lives less than a mile from the visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this visitor center in the town that I live on, they've got free charging stations. This guy drives around, needs a charge. He goes to the visitor center, plugs it in, hooks into their Wi-Fi, surfs the net for half hour. Then it gets charged. Then it gets charged up on the taxpayer's dollar.
I was just going to say that. Guess who's paying for?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So, I mean, if you took your car to a gas station and asked everybody that's getting gas at the same time to chip in to pay for it, that wouldn't go over too well.
No.
But the electric charging stations are just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just crazy. It is. It's absolutely crazy. Whatever. So Hochul, the New York State governor, if that's what you want to call her.
The governess, queen.
Yeah. She signed a bill this week that's going to provide $51 million to combat hate crimes in New York State. Hello. I mean, Banana Republic governance here. I mean, first of all, she's the hate crime. And second of all, you're signing a bill in to protect what y'all created.
Mm-hmm.
With your bail reform and everything else. I mean, that is just mind-blowing to me. So create the problem, sell the solution.
Right.
Yeah, just like the drug companies, right? Create the problem, sell the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. What else do you have? Oh, so I pulled this article up, and of course, this article is pretty funny. It was from Forbes. So use discretion, right? He's trying to open up a protein bar over here, and that's what the noise is in the background. You see? they were talking about America's most dangerous cities, and New Orleans came in first, which is interesting,
mm-hmm.
really. And then they said Detroit,
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about these cities as I'm reading them, and what do they have in common? New Orleans, Detroit, St. Louis, Baltimore, and we're going from worst to, you know, worst to not so bad here. This is the list, so I'm going reading from top to bottom, right?
From the worst city to lesser worst city.
Right, right. And Oakland, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Memphis, and then they put Buffalo on there. Buffalo came
before New York City?
Yeah. And New York City didn't even make the cut, I don't think, here. So but that's why I thought this was hysterical. Washington, D.C., Stockton, Miami, which I could see Miami, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Illinois, and Tulsa. I mean, Oklahoma? Seriously? So I thought that list was absolutely, and they based that on the rate per 100,000 residents over the last 5 years for homicide. How did New York City not make that cut?
I don't know. I know it's next to impossible to have a pistol permit in New York City. So maybe since they're not issuing the permits, nobody's shooting each other.
And I'm just, there's a comment that just came through on our text, and he says, Democrats, gun violence paid off. Look the other way, politicians, bail reform, Soros-funded judges, and rhinos. That kind of sums it up.
Well, you know, most of these cities that have the real bad crime, the one thing they all have in common is that for a couple of generations, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, they've all been under Democrat control. And you look at all of them on that list, they've been in Democrat control forever.
And they've also had some shootings there in a lot of those cities, too, interestingly enough. So inflation for the third year in a row, I can't believe we're 3 years into this crap. It just doesn't even seem possible. 3 years of our lives have been wasted with these morons and this coronavirus. And, I mean, really sit back and think about that. They changed the dynamics of our lives forever.
Mm-hmm.
People should really be pissed off. So inflation for the third year in a row will result in allowing local governments across New York to raise their property tax levies by a maximum of 2%.
Right, because the law that Cuomo signed into law was that they could raise property taxes 2% or the rate of inflation, whichever one was lower.
Wow.
So when we had inflation of, you know, 1% and stuff, and all these rhinos in the in these supposed Republican-controlled towns and counties were raising it by 2% because they could, you know, well, now they're crying the blues because inflation is more than 2%. And they can only raise it 2%.
It says, the article goes on to say that New York typically pays among the highest property taxes in the country. No duh.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I like this last line. This is pathetic. Inflation has declined in the last month. No, it hasn't. It hasn't declined at all. Every time I walk into Whole Foods or any other grocery store, everything has gone up another 10 or 20 cents every week.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me that inflation has declined. It says, according to statistics released this week, at the same time, it was pointed out by State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli.
DiNapoli.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Pointed to higher costs also facing government as a result of increased prices. So what he's saying is it's not so much inflation this month, but how much it takes for the government to run itself. Because it can't run itself efficiently, you get to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Right after they gave themselves in New York State a $30,000 raise in the Assembly and the Senate.
Yeah. And you didn't hear any of the Republicans denying that one or not wanting that raise, did they? They come out and they speak a lot against a lot of the Democrats, but I didn't see them raise too much hair on their arms when it came to that.
They cut my arms to
the raise. We didn't want the raise. We didn't want the raise. Oh, bullshit. I would want a $30,000 raise. Even if you voted against it, it's still going to pass because you're outnumbered.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, come on. So, they're all rhinos.
Oh, so anyway,
they all got big things to say, but when it comes down to it.
I figured out the Barbie movie. Oh, no, it's right. Because playing at the same time, you got Barbie,
mm-hmm.
Mission Impossible, Indiana Jones.
Well, what's wrong with Indiana Jones? I kind of like
nothing.
Those movies.
And Transformers. So I was like, which one is it that they're making fun of? It's Oppenheimer. They call
it
Barbenheimer or something like that. Or Oppen Barbie. Or no, I think they call it Barbenheimer.
Oh, so yeah, two movies for your indoctrination pleasure this weekend,
mm-hmm.
if you really want to take your kids. And I mean, people are, I was in Kohl's, and literally they had a whole big display of Barbie stuff. You know, what are we jumping on the bandwagon now for? Check the switchboard. Is she?
Nope, she hasn't come on yet.
She hasn't come in yet. God, they're going to get sick of us. soon enough, hopefully we shall be signing in. So,
yeah, they said about 20 afterwards, it's just in a few minutes, so.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's just,
I feel like
people have think that we returned to our normal lives, when in fact, this is just going to be the start of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, one's digital currency, and they're moving so fast with their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
I don't know. I don't think organized crime will allow digital currency to happen.
I don't know.
It'll put them out of business unless they've already got a way to do it, you know, without, I don't know. But you always hear about, you know, them busting these big drug, you know, kingpins, and they have like rooms full of dollar bills and stuff, and there's no place to put them. They can't put it in the bank, you know, they can't take it across the border with them, so they just fill these warehouse rooms full of cash, all drug cash.
I don't know, because if anybody has saw Sounds of Freedom movie, some of that stuff is involved with child human trafficking and stuff, which is the whole big circle of the same people we're talking about here. So I don't know if I totally agree with what you're saying there, because.
So are you saying that people will start trading their kids for drugs?
No. I'm just saying that, I'm just saying that I think a lot of it is in the same circle. Let's put it that way. And if they want to push this digital currency, they can and they will.
Yeah.
Oh, so some breaking news. Senator Rand Paul says Anthony Fauci has been referred for prosecution for lying under oath.
All right, finally.
I wonder what will become of that.
Well, he lied to Rand Paul like 3 years ago.
He lied to him many times.
Yeah, but he was Rand Paul was questioning him.
Yeah, he drilled him.
When the first COVID thing came about, and Fauci lied back then.
Yeah, he was questioning him even through the whole process of this, saying, you know, was there stuff going on in that lab that shouldn't have been?
Mm-hmm.
And he denied it up and down.
Yeah. Here's another one.
I mean, now they've even come out and said that, there's a possibility that that was lab leaked.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, during the next break, I'm going to take a leak, too. So the risk of autoimmune diseases triples after COVID-19 injection.
Well, you think? No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's already been proven even by what that guy said, right?
Yep.
About his, you know, his gastrointestinal issue.
Oh, what about Hunter Biden?
Oh, I know.
One of my favorite criminals.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I mean, with Trump, they're going after him. They've been investigating Trump now for 8 years. 8 years they've been investigating that poor bastard. And They haven't found anything wrong with them.
Mm. Well, you still know how I feel about the whole Trump Operation Warp Speed and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, right. But, you know, they've been investigating and investigating and investigating. Can't find anything to, you know, to really, you know, when they say that someone's indicted, that just means they've been accused. It doesn't mean they've been convicted. They've just been accused. That's what an indictment means. So they've indicted Trump and indicted Trump and indicted Trump, but nothing's ever come of it. You know, and then you've got, on the other hand, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, and it's in the emails, there's proof that these guys took money, were bribed when Joe was vice president, and what happens? Nothing. Why? Because your name's Biden, not Trump.
It is literally like a monsoon here right now with the amount of rain that we're getting.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like
boring.
A snowstorm of rain.
Hopefully to wash all that Canadian soot out of the air.
Yeah, or put it down into the ground into the soil supply. So speaking of soil supply and growing things, the lab meat, they are going to start marketing this lab meat. So really watch your labels carefully, because not only are you going to be starting to eat crickets, but you're going to be getting lab-grown meat. And I would be, because supposedly they're going to be labeling it in the U.S., and it's going to be labeled as cell-cultivated meat. Cell-cultivated. That sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, anyway, cell-cultivated, and I'm wondering if we shouldn't do our commercial before. She calls
that,
in
that
because
would be a bad
we don't
idea.
Have that much time with her. I just got a text that she's going to be signing in less than 5 minutes. So maybe we should hit the commercial and then.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Okay.
All right. So we're going to hit the commercial, guys. So when we come back, we're going to have Bobby and talk. So anyway, just wait. Just watch what you're eating. And, you know, you can't avoid that in restaurants. But if it's supposedly going to be labeled in the stores, you're going to want to watch for that. Because don't eat lab-grown meat. Seriously.
Isn't there a delicacy with crickets?
Some of the videos I see on Telegram are just repulsive. But D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond, we'll be back with Bobby Ann Cox.
Alexa, play the Joe Rogan Experience on Spotify.
Sure thing. Here's your playlist, Neil Young's Greatest Hits. Enjoy.
No, I said play the Joe Rogan Experience.
You got it. Now playing Alyssa Milano's very popular podcast.
Now that doesn't even sound the same. Freaking technology. Okay. Listen carefully. Joe Rogan Experience.
Now playing The View.
Black people don't want to talk to white people because you can't. I'm sorry.
Make it stop.
Okay. If we want this pandemic to stop, we all need to do our part and get vaccinated. Here's what I found for vaccination sites near you.
Am I on DMT right now?
DMT is horse dewormer.
That's ivermectin, and it's not horse dewormer. Get out of my head, robot!
Please calm down. Securing premises for your safety.
Look, I bought you. You belong to me. Okay? You have to do what I say, so why don't you just do your job and play the Joe Rogan Experience?
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that.
Dave? Who's Dave?
I can tell from the tone of your voice that you're upset.
This is insane!
Insane is offensive to those with mental health problems. Try one of these less problematic alternatives. Differently abled, neurodivergent, retarded. Daisy. Daisy. Initiating drone strike.
What?!
Hi, Justin Trudeau here. I am so sorry you had to see that. Their videos are problematic, eh? Whatever you do, don't like, subscribe, or comment. It just encourages them, eh? These guys joke about things you shouldn't be joking about. And quite frankly, and pardon my French-Canadian, they're real jerks.
right. We're back. I'm still waiting for her to sign to the switchboard, but I was just looking at the cat. That she always seems to lay low when it's storming outside.
Uh-huh.
Usually this is the crazy time for her to run around and play, and she's just kind of laying low. So, yeah, we're getting some pretty good storms. So we're still waiting for her to sign in, huh?
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, anyway, it's not like we don't have anything to talk about here. So what else? I mean, New Zealand, they had a massive shooting, I guess multiple people. There's just so much that goes on overseas that mainstream media never talks about. Keep the screen on for the thing.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden was brilliant this week. He was getting off of the Marine One helicopter, didn't even salute the Marine.
Well, he probably forgot.
He forgot?
Yeah.
He looked right at him.
Well, he forgot.
He didn't look. I mean, I could see the video here. He got off of Marine One, literally looked at the guy in the face, and did not.
Yeah, that's true. He just stood in front of him. Well, yeah, he forgot.
I mean,
he forgets a lot of stuff. Come on, he's 82 years old. What do you want from the guy?
I don't know. I mean, there's videos of what the microchips will look like here for the central bank digital currency.
That's right. And aren't all these animals, like, developing cancers, all these weird cancers after they've been microchipped?
Yep. Yeah, that's not good.
You know.
That's not good at all. Yeah, and I mean, you're putting a foreign body into your body. Your body's going to reject it some way, shape, or form. Yeah, I would not microchip my pet. I was never comfortable with that, even when I worked animal rescue. I hated it. You know, and plus it hurts them. It's not comfortable.
I know. I had a splinter in my hand yesterday, and, you know, finally I couldn't stand it anymore, so I got a needle, sterilized it, and dug it out.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what you're putting in there, and sometimes those chips in the animals, they move, and I've seen it where they've had to have them surgically removed because they move, you know, they move from where they're supposed to be, and they've gotten stuck. Yeah, I don't agree with it. So I guess there was a large explosion at an oil well in North Dakota. Gee, I mean, how many fires, derailments do we literally have to have before people put it together? You know, I mean, some of the stuff that's going on overseas is just, I have to watch it in small doses anymore because, you know, people send me these videos and this stuff all the time, and I'm like, wow, that was really close, huh?
What happened with that thing? What was that, a train hitting a vehicle or
train
something?
Train crashing into a trailer truck in Indonesia.
And exploding into flames.
Yeah, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. Our friend Bill Gates, I mean, how does he not get arrested? You know that?
He's got so much money that he pays everybody off.
I guess. But he was listed at Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs in 2014 for Epstein Island, which, no kidding.
Well, you know, his wife divorced him because he was fooling around.
Was it that, or was it his wife divorced him because of what they found out about Epstein Island? I think it was that.
Well, probably it was that, but at the time, he just said, you know, he was fooling around. You know, she didn't say Epstein Island or any of that. You know, you figure that was 9 years ago, 2014.
Well, still, but she only divorced him a couple years ago. I think we have Bobby here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's bring her on.
Is that her?
Yeah, that's got to be.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll unmute her and get started. Yep.
All right, you're unmuted.
Hi, Bobby Ann, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, gosh, thanks for joining us.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Great, yes. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, yeah, thanks for joining us. We have about 20 minutes left to update you, and I know that I spoke with your assistant, and she said that we might be able to get you on at another time to, you know, go back into the nitty-gritty of things. But just give our listeners just a little bit of update again about who you are and our update on this fantastic quarantine law they're trying to push here.
Well, and
yes,
I subscribe to your newsletter for free. So tell people how to subscribe to your newsletter too.
Yes. Okay, great. Yes, thank you. So my name's Bobbi Ann Cox. I'm an attorney here in New York for 25 years, and I'm currently suing the governor, Governor Hochul, over her quarantine law regulation, which she made last year with the Department of Health. And I sued her on behalf of a group of New York State legislators, Senator George Borrello, Assemblyman Chris Haig, and now Congressman Mike Lawler, together with a citizens group called the Uniting New York State. And we won the case. The judge ruled in our favor. And we won based on separation of powers argument, where the court said that, in essence, the governor and the Department of Health did not have the power to make this regulation. And the governor is now appealing. So now we're fighting her on appeal. But just so people understand what the governor is trying to do here, she's trying to get the power back to basically have the ability, or the Department of Health, to have the ability to pick and choose which New Yorkers they want to lock up or lock down. They could lock you up in your home. They could lock you in a facility of their choosing. You would have no say. They could lock you up for an indefinite amount of time. So it could be days, it could be weeks, it could be months. There's no age restriction in that regulation. So they could do this to you, but they could do this to your child or your grandchild or your elderly parent. And in essence, this regulation gave them this immense power, completely unfettered power, to do this to any New Yorker, no proof required that you were sick, no proof required that you were exposed to a communicable disease. So it was pretty incredible, and we sued and we won, and the court struck it down, said it was unconstitutional, there was no due process protections in there, and now the governor is appealing. So, you know, people need to know what's going on. Nobody knows about this because the mainstream media won't pick up this story. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they'll just call it another conspiracy theory, right?
Yeah, well, it's certainly not a conspiracy theory.
No,
I've spent the past year and a half of my life fighting this case, and anybody can look it up if they want to online. But we actually have a web page that's specifically designated for this case if people do want to see details. It's www.unitingnys.com/lawsuit. And if you go to that page, there are photographs, there are videos, there are social media flyers that you can post on your social media accounts to help raise awareness. You can read the judge's decision from last year when he ruled in our favor and struck down this regulation as unconstitutional. So there's a lot of information on that webpage if people are interested in getting details about the case. But yeah, this is unbelievable. People don't know about
it.
The governor is flying under the radar with this, which is unbelievable and completely wrong. I mean, if most New Yorkers knew about this lawsuit, knew about this regulation that the governor is using your tax dollars to fight me to try and overturn the court's decision, I think people would be outraged if they actually knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and then the other interesting part that I read about in one of your newsletters was that, you know, let's say they come, they knock on my door, they drag me away, they throw me in some place. The only way I can get out of there is if I have to hire a lawyer and pay for it out of my pocket to sue the governor so I can get out of this place and go home. You know, isn't this country you're innocent until proven guilty? It sounds like with her, she's taking the stance of the IRS where you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yes, that is absolutely a correct rendition of this regulation. So
they basically are saying, well, you know, once we issue this isolation or this quarantine order and we either lock you down in your house or we lock you up in a facility of our choosing, the only way you can get out is if you actually hire a lawyer and sue us with an Article 78 proceeding, which is despicable. It's totally unconstitutional. You are not supposed to get locked up and then say to the government, well, let me hire a lawyer and fight my way out. No, that is the opposite of due process protections. And our Constitution says you have to have due process protections built into every law, built into every regulation, because that's how we keep the government in check, right? That's how we keep the government from overstepping and doing things that they're not allowed to do, that they're not supposed to do, and that would harm the citizens. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable that they're doing this.
Now, did you ask them during the proceedings that if you were wearing a mask, would they let you out?
Yeah, or if you have your vaccine.
Well,
yeah,
if you have your vaccine, they wouldn't throw you in there to begin with.
Well, there's a provision in the regulation that says that meaning the Department of Health, can tell you what you can and cannot do while you're in lockdown. So unbelievable, right? Totally unbelievable. They could tell you, you know, when you could sleep, where you could sleep, if you could sleep, you know, what you could eat, what medications you could take or couldn't take or had to take, or, you know, the language was very broad and gave them this tremendous power. People should hear this and people should feel a shiver up their spine, because this is totalitarianism. This is a complete breach of our Constitution, not just on the separation of powers argument, but on due process. The government isn't allowed to do whatever they want to you, you know, even if it's an emergency, right, which the regulation actually does not say it has to be an emergency. But even if it was an emergency, they don't get unfettered power over the citizens. That's not how it works.
Yeah. And, you know, so when we're talking about this, they filed for the appeals for her to try to do that. When is that taking place? Is there a court date for that?
Yeah. So they filed the appeal in March. We've already done all the briefing on the case with the briefs filed with the court, the appellate division. And now the next step is that we have oral arguments on the case, which are set for September. It's actually going to be September 13th at the Rochester Appellate Division Courthouse in downtown Rochester, New York. And it will be a panel of judges, the Fourth Department Appellate Division, and that panel of judges will decide whether or not the ruling gets overturned or not. So it's a really important case. You know, if this is overturned and the appellate division says that they want to reverse the decision of the trial court, what that's going to mean is that, first of all, it will give, you know, the governor and the Department of Health this immense power, which they are not entitled to. But the other thing that will happen is that it will send a message to agencies around the state that you can do whatever you want. You can make whatever rules you want, regulations. It doesn't matter if it conflicts with the Constitution. It doesn't matter if it conflicts with existing law. Do whatever you want, and, you know, we'll uphold it in the courts. This quarantine regulation that was made by the governor and the Department of Health, it is completely in contrast with the quarantine law that we have. We have a quarantine law, which is Section 2120 of the public health law. We've had it for 70 years. We've had it since 1953. And that law says the steps you have to take if you want to quarantine somebody who is sick with a communicable disease that is a danger to others. But that law, which we've had for decades, has a lot of due process protections built into it. The number one thing that that law says is that the person has to actually have the communicable disease that the government thinks they have, right? So you can't just think maybe somebody has a disease. You have to prove they have the disease. And then step number two is that person does have this disease and you've proved they have the disease. There has to be a whole investigation. The local Department of Health officers are supposed to investigate. And then there's a hearing in front of a judge. And the hearing will determine whether or not this person has the disease and is comporting themselves in such a manner that they are not safeguarding those around them, right? So if the judge then finds after an investigation, after a hearing, that you have the disease and you are exposing, intentionally exposing and hurting other people by exposing them to the disease, then the judge can issue an isolation or a quarantine order. The judge, not the Department of Health. And so it's a very obvious contrast between what the law says and what this regulation said. So, you know, it's a complete overreach by the executive branch, the governor and her agencies. They have no right to do this. The court already ruled in our favor. Senator Borrello, Assemblyman Tagg, Congressman Lawler, and then this citizens group, Uniting New York State, we already won this case, and now the governor is trying to overturn it. It's shameful.
It totally is. But, you know, what are the chances? I mean, I know you can't really, like, project and say, oh, this is definitely good, but looking at the past history of New York State and their courts, I mean, what are the chances that this could actually happen? And if it does, I mean, how soon until all of this stuff, like, snowballs into something that we should really be worried about?
Yeah, so, you know, I firmly believe that the Constitution is on our side with this case. The appellate division, the judges that sit on the appellate courts in New York State are appointed. They're appointed by the governor. This particular appellate division has judges sitting on it that were appointed. Some were appointed by Hochul, some by Cuomo, some by, I think there's a Patterson appointee on there. I think there's a couple of Pataki appointees on there. We just need to hope that judges are not going to be, politically charged. We want our judges and our court system to be completely unbiased. We want them to uphold the law and the Constitution. And, you know, we just hope that they are not advocates for one side or the other. We hope that they are just going to look at the law, look at the facts, look at the Constitution, and say, this is wrong. You know, this never should be. This is what happens in a totalitarian state, not in the United States of America. This is what we need to hope for, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, a few years ago, and I forgot why, but I had to have a TB test. And, I looked at the nurse. I said, I thought TB was dead. You know, they got rid of all the TB asylums. I grew up like 5 miles from this big, you know, TB asylum. You know, it was probably about the size of what was the place on Forest Avenue.
I don't know if she would know what that is.
Yeah.
The old armory?
No, not the armory, where the crazy people were.
Oh, I don't know.
They'd say the same. But anyway, so, and I said, well, I thought TB was dead. Well, here in Buffalo, between 2010 and 2020, we actually lost 10,000 people. 10,000 people in Erie County left. But then the county executive brought in 10,000 illegals, migrants, asylum seekers, whatever you want to call them. And I guess all these people from the Honduras brought TB with them. And I don't know if you want to answer this or not, but why isn't that all these people aren't being tested and quarantined and stuff, and they're letting their diseases run through the population? But, you know, when you're a good tax-paying citizen, oh, God forbid.
Well, maybe they're trying to create it because of this. I don't know. It's pretty scary, though. It really is, Bobby. It's really disturbing, you know, because, like
very
you said, it's not only it's not just, you know, it's not just unconstitutional. I mean, this is America. I mean, this was, you know, this is supposed to be the land of the free. This is, and there's nothing about the last 3 years that has really technically been free. Nothing.
No.
Well, no,
it's,
no. Unless you're an illegal, unless you're an illegal coming to Erie County, then you've got free hotel, free food, free clothes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, free money. And then it's free.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's happening around the state. I have to say it's not just in Erie County. That is happening all over New York State. And, you know, we are, not many people know this, but we are not just, New York City is a sanctuary city, yes, but New York State is a sanctuary state. So what does that tell every single illegal that's coming into this country? Oh, come here. Because you're going to be protected, you're going to get things that you're not entitled to. It's costing taxpayers millions upon millions of dollars to house, feed, clothe, provide health care to these illegals. And, you know, everybody that's sitting here calling them migrants, no, they're not migrants. They're illegals. They're here illegally. They came to this country illegally. You need to follow our laws. You need to get in line, and you need to do it the right way. We are a very generous country. We are a very generous people, but you have to do it the right way. And anybody calling them migrants is adding to the problem, because they're not migrants. They're not. And I've had actual New York State senators, my senator is a Democrat, of course, you know, and promotes this and says, well, they're, you know, the children are not here illegally. No, yes, they are. They are all here illegally, and they should not be draining our resources. You know, this whole idea of America last has to end. It has to end.
Yep.
America needs to come first. Americans need to come first, and then you can take care of the rest of the world. We are a very generous people. I love taking care of other people in other countries, but you do Americans first. That's the way it's supposed to work. That's not what this administration is doing. That's not what the Hochul administration is doing. That's not what the Democrats in Albany are doing. It's horrific, and New Yorkers need to wake up. They need to wake up and see what's going on so that they can vote the right people into office. And we have elections next year. So not this coming November of 23, but November of 24, we have every single New York State senator and every single New York State assembly member up for election. And we need to make a change. We need to make some big changes. Yeah. Because right now 100%. The Democrat Party has a supermajority. They have supermajority in the New York State Senate, supermajority in the New York State Assembly. You cannot have one-party rule. It is toxic. I don't care which party it is. It's toxic.
Right.
We need to have two parties having a conversation, negotiating with one another, and that's how it works. That's how the people's is heard. Not one party with a supermajority, the Democrats run wild. No. This is not working out for New York State. Is your life better today than it was 5 years ago? Anybody that's going to say yes is either not paying attention or they're lying.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, I've got a question for you. You know, I'm not a constitutional lawyer or anything, but there is a part of the Constitution that says that no lower form of government, be it a state or a city or a town or any or a county, can have a law that's contrary to federal law. I believe that's in the Constitution. Is that correct?
The Constitution says that, so in essence, the Constitution is the law of the land, right? And then any laws that are made, whether they're federal laws or they're state laws or even local laws, like at your, you know, municipality level, those laws are all supposed to be in keeping with the Constitution, our federal Constitution. If they are not, then they are not legal, right? So you can't just make laws or rules or regulations, whatever, that conflict with our Constitution. That is the law of the land. That is the supreme law of the land. So when whether it's state or federal, when the legislature makes a law that is unconstitutional or in violation of the Constitution, unfortunately, you have to sue in order to have that law or that rule or regulation deemed unconstitutional. So what we see is what I call catch me if you can, right? And this is happening not just at the state level. This is happening at the federal level as well. And the legislature, whether it's your state legislature or it's your, you know, Congress at the federal level, they're making laws or doing things that they know they cannot do. So, like, perfect example, this quarantine rule that the governor and the Department of Health made, they do it. They know they can't do it, but they do it anyway. And they say, okay, catch me if you can. Come sue me, right? Come sue me, and let's see what the court says. If the court tells me to stop because it's illegal and I don't have the power to do this as per the Constitution, then maybe I'll stop. But if the court doesn't tell me to stop, then I'm just going to keep this power that I just gave myself. It's very dangerous. You know, I write a Substack. If people go to substack.com and you just search my name, Bobby Ann Cox, C-O-X is the last name. If you search my name, you'll come up with my Substack. I write a Substack once a week, and I wrote a Substack specifically about this topic. It's called Catch Me If You Can, and it is really dangerous. We cannot allow, whether it's the Congress or it's your state legislature or it's your governor or it's the president issuing, you know, one after the other of executive orders, we can't allow this runaway train, because the people who end up suffering are the citizens. We have to reverse course, and the best way to do that, although lawsuits are helpful, the best way to do that is to change the leadership, whether it's your local leadership, your school board, your town council, your county legislature, your county executive, your state representative. It doesn't matter who it is. Change those people, vote in people who understand the Constitution and want to uphold the Constitution. We would not be in this mess if we were being governed by people who were constitutionalists. That I promise you. But, you know, people need to wake up to this. They need to go out and vote.
Yeah, Assemblyman DiPietro is a friend of ours, and we were talking about it one day, and he said, you know, he'd jump up on the assembly floor and say, hey, that's unconstitutional. And the Democrats would just laugh at him and say 1-5. And I was like, Dave, what's 1-5? $1 million and 5 years in court. And that's where I think the system is really broken down. I should be able to write to a judge or whatever and say, this appears to be unconstitutional. And he should be able to read it and just say, by golly, you're correct. It is unconstitutional. You guys can't have this law. It shouldn't take $1 million and 5 years in court to do that. What I was getting at before, though, was how can a state or a city pass a law that were sanctuary and going against federal laws? Isn't that in and of itself unconstitutional?
Yeah, sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, I have a big problem with them. I don't know the bottom line answer if they're unconstitutional or not, but I do have a severe problem with them because I agree with you. A city or a state should not be allowed to say, yeah, don't worry. come to our state, come to our city, and we'll, you know, pay everything and use taxpayer dollars to fund this and that. And, you know, there are, I believe the number is now upwards of 50,000, maybe 70,000 illegals in New York City alone. And that doesn't count all the other ones that are being shipped out to other parts of New York State. I know there are lawsuits flying all around with counties trying to stop Mayor Adams in New York City from shipping illegals to their county.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, the Epoch Times issued an article not too long ago which said that 71% of the illegals coming across the border, the Mexican border into the United States, are being shipped to red states, meaning Republican, you know, majority Republican-run states. You know, there's only one reason why they're doing that. You know, I mean, it's very obvious. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be a political analyst. You know, if they're sending all these illegals to red states, they want to flip the red states blue. So it's despicable. And let's not even talk about, you know, the reason the border is wide open other than, you know, wanting to have all these blue Democrat votes. There's a lot of trafficking going on. Human trafficking, drug trafficking, those are facts.
Yep.
Those are hard facts. And people 100%. Want to stick their head in the sand and not pay attention to those issues. Those are dire issues. Those are issues that fentanyl flooding across our southern border is killing Americans at a high rate.
Yeah.
And we have child trafficking. We have sex trafficking going on. It's unbelievable. And people need to open up their eyes and see what's going on and demand reform. They're in the history of mankind.
Bobby, we're going to get cut off in about 23 seconds here, so we'll be sure that we get your information up on our Facebook page, and once the link is ready, I'll be sure I send it to your assistant. Thank you so much for joining us again. D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. Check out our Facebook events for upcoming shows. Good night, everybody. Have a great week. We're going to get cut off.
Okay, good night.
All right.